The Denny Schaefer Show on Q105.
Denny and the girls live and local in Toledo on the Q, home of the $1,000 payoff. Coming very soon. Sunshine today, not bad, high 43. Still, I'd like it a little warmer, please. Yeah, I got to wait till Monday. That's when we're finally going to hit 50. 28 right now at the Cumulus Compound. All right, we've been talking about, and I'll get back to the hardest contest ever created for radio. But we've been talking about today's National Chip and Dip Day. And, of course, you know, people love to fight with me and argue with me. And my favorite chip is Ballrix. And they're like, well, you know, they suck, you know, because they changed the recipe and all this. So I've reached out to Ballrix and emailed them. Have they actually done that? And blah, blah, blah. Well, I have not heard back yet, but Josh is on the line, and apparently Josh has investigated it thoroughly.
Yeah.
And he works for TMZ. Hell, or maybe not. Josh, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, man?
All right, so tell me your progression with contact with the Ballrix folks, and what did they say?
Well, I sent them an email. It was about a day later I got an email back.
Okay.
And just told the representative, you know, hey, look, what's going on with you guys' potato chips, you know? I got a bad batch of potato chips, you know? She said, well, due to government regulations and everything, our utmost concern is for our customers, and we want to make sure that we still produce a flavorful potato chip. And I was like, okay. So she said that, we will send you a box of Ballrix potato chips on us for your bad batch. I said, okay, cool. So a couple days ago, I got a box.
Hey, I just want to remind you, my show's over at 10.
Yep.
Just my show's over at 10, just in case you didn't know. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. So
they sent you chips, and they still tasted bad?
Yes, yes.
That's really the point of it all. So the stinking government, that damn Donald Trump, forced Ballrix to use some crappy, probably oil, and they have to use this oil because they can't use, like, lard or something good.
Yeah, right. Maybe it doesn't have trans fats or something.
So basically, is that what you're saying, Josh? They had to change the oil because of the damn man?
Yeah, because they said they wanted to make a healthier potato chip.
Yeah, well, yeah, look, if I want to eat healthy, Josh, I'm not eating chips. Just throw that out there. Yeah, all right, dude, thanks for the heads up. Appreciate that. Oh, my gosh. I didn't know if that call was ever going to end.
Thanks for noticing.
What did he tell you?
Well, then he said that they had told him the new recipe chips are out after March 19th, and then he started telling me how he was going to three different grocery stores to do something, and then that's where I said, hold on, dude, you got to talk to boss.
Yeah, he didn't get to any of that. Well, like I said, I got an interview in 1 hour with Bart Millard from Mercy Me about his new movie. I can only imagine, and I'd hate to have to preempt Bart because Josh was still halfway through his story. All right. I'm such a jerk. All right, back to the contest. All right, Courtney, are you there?
Yeah, I am here.
All right, you didn't doze off during that last call, did you?
No,
slightly.
It was fine.
All right, two in a row to win the prize pack. Here we go. Real or fake headlines. Armed robber tripped by six-year-old on a big wheel. Real or fake?
I'm going to say real.
Sorry, it's incorrect. It's fake.
Sorry,
got to go. Deb, you're on the queue. Here we go. Sports fans eat out of mayo jar. Sports fans eat out of mayo jar. Real or fake?
Real.
It is real.
Ew.
There's a couple of chicks at an NBA game. They're sitting there with a Hellman's, and they're eating out of it, and I guess it was pudding or something. I don't know what it was.
Oh, that's funny.
Maybe just using the jar.
Actually,
for,
let's see what it was. It was grossed out. They thought it was vanilla pudding, I guess, from the story.
Okay.
All right. Deb, you need to win this for everybody else. You ready?
Yep.
You get this one right, you get the prize back. Here it is. Wedding ring lost 15 years ago, found in stomach of catfish. Real or fake?
Oh, I'm going to go fake.
Yes!
Oh! Okay.
All right, let me ask you, Deb, now that you're a winner. The game's not that hard, is it, Deb?
Nope, not at all.
There you go. Have a nice day.
Oh,
hold the
line. Okay.
She gets to choose from our prize pack today. All right. You guys are such whiners. Anyway, all right, where else are we?
Takes some effort, though, man.
Yeah, it does, because the stuff you think that is real is fake, and then the fake stuff turns out to be real.
I know.
Oh, it's so hard.
I can never figure it out.
Hey, when you guys play the lottery, do you get all pissed off that you don't win every time?
Yes.
Sometimes it's hard.
It's so hard winning.
It's a game of chance. It's a game of damn chance.
I know.
That's all it is.
That's what makes you crazy.
It's a game of damn chance. Oh. You guys are crushing me today, and it's Friday, and I'm in such a good mood. You guys are destroying me. Stop
okay.
it.
All right. Sorry, Pat.
All right. Oh, I'll tell Pat. Hey, Pat, I'm sorry. We already got our winner, Pat. Sorry.
That's okay.
All right, dude. Have a great
day. I love listening to you guys.
Oh, thanks. Oh, we love you, too.
Maybe I should give him a prize.
He did hold a long time to find out that he lost.
Hold the line, Pat. I'm giving you a prize.
Oh. You are friendly today.
Yeah, don't give him the $50 food thing. Give him
we'll
Home
see.
And Garden or something.
Yeah, we'll
the hot CD.
No, we don't have a hot CD.
The hot
right
cassette.
Now. No, we don't.
No.
good times. All right. Susie, I got a butt first and we have to break.
Okay.
And we're coming back with do you eat these foods with a fork or a spoon?
Oh.
I can't believe you got to ask these questions. I mean, I thought it was just pretty basic.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll go through that. And like I said, no Kirk, 1 hour from now, a little less than that, we'll be talking to Mercy Me's lead singer. His movie, I can only imagine, Bart Millard, will be on. But first, it's springtime or close to it. You need a new roof? You tired of the leaking? You tired of the stain? All right, how have I told you if you go to WeatherSeal, if you call my friends at WeatherSeal, you can get a new roof for $1 down. That's right, $1 down. And they can do that because it's the power of 7 years interest-free. That is a heck of a deal that they're running this spring. New siding, same thing, $1 down. You get a brand new look on that house. How about new windows? Same thing, $1 down. Get a new look, your choice. Roof, siding, or windows for just $1 down. Don't delay. Check them out online, weathersealhomeservices.com. That's weathersealhomeservices.com. Better yet, why don't you give them a call right now for a hassle-free estimate. They'll come out and tell you how it's all going to go down. Here's their number, 877-351-SEAL. 877-351-SEAL. And when you call them, be sure to tell them Denny Schaefer sent you.
Broadcasting from the Nationwide Auto Finance Studios. This is Q105. WQQO, Sylvania Toledo. A Cumulus station. Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, and you'll get $1,000 or more for your trade-in.
Let's look at you right now. Traffic is also brought to you by Walgreens. We have one problem to report. Beep, beep. Due to a structure fire, Fearing is closed between Hill and Brown. That's a look at your right now traffic.
Q105 weather from the Jim White Toyota Weather Center. Attention, Northwest Ohio. Jim White Toyota. Open 24/7 at jimwhitetoyota.com. Right car at the right price right now.